Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. You're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. And it's a special day. We're making sense of Budget 2021. And so we're going to continue now looking at market losers and winners.
So making sense of what's going on in terms of impact, because we've got a couple of policies, some sectors benefiting more than others. So how will this all shake up, or at least trickle down to the markets, and who will win more and who will lose more? Let's get the thoughts of Sudhan P. He is the content strategist, investment lead at Sidley. Morning, Sudhan. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ryan. How are you? I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, Sudhan, great to have you on, because I want to get your thoughts on how all this will pan out for markets. And you've got a couple of thoughts, and let's just go through some of the broad themes first. So starting with what everyone was looking out for, aviation. So that got a bit of support, and you've got it through the job support scheme being extended. You've got the extended support and cost relief all coming to the tune of $870 million. Sudhan, how will this impact or affect markets today?
That's right, Ryan. So Minister Heng mentioned about the COVID-19 resilience package, and one of the beneficiaries of the package is actually the aviation sector. So this sector, as everyone would know, has been hit badly by the pandemic with all the travel restrictions. And you know, even Singaporeans, we can't travel, and everyone wants to travel overseas. So I think once the aviation sector opens up, it'd be a great thing for Singapore and Singaporeans as a whole. But specifically for this budget, Minister Heng, he mentioned that we want to restore Changi's connectivity and help to secure our country's position as a key aviation hub. So some of the beneficiaries for this particular sector would be aviation-related stocks such as Singapore Airlines, ST Engineering, SATS, and SIA Engineering.
Yeah, so a big move to shore up confidence in the aviation sector down the road. Also a big push as well in the green space. You've got the adoption of electric vehicles while being encouraged. And what are we looking out for here in terms of the stocks and companies that might benefit here?
Yeah, so Minister Heng said that the government is going big on electric vehicles. He said that EVs are the most promising clean technology vehicles available today. So the government is going to set aside around $30 million over the next 5 years for EV-related initiatives. So I think some of the companies that could benefit include Vicom. So Vicom is a car vehicle inspection company in Singapore, and it also has testing capabilities in the EV and hybrid car sector. So that's one company.
Mm-hmm.
Another company, I would say, are the two banks, DBS and OCBC. So DBS recently announced that it's going to have Singapore's first green loan financing. So it's going to be called DBS Green Loan. So it's to encourage car owners here to reduce the carbon footprint. So what a loan does is it charges a 1.68% per annum fixed interest rate. So the lowest in the industry to all customers who purchase new and used electric vehicles. And DBS is also Tesla's preferred financing partner in Singapore. So if those who don't want to invest in Tesla by buying the US stock itself, they can have a proxy through
a DBS. Proxy.
Yeah, that's right. So another bank would be OCBC. So it also announced that it has partnered this company called Charge Plus, a provider of EV charging infrastructure. So what it does is this partnership encourages property developers and property owners to install Charge Plus charging points at their premises. And what this OCBC will do is implement its digital payment solutions for these charging points.
Yeah, yes. And alongside that push for electric vehicles, there's also a push for actually a car-like society. And this is all off the back of how COVID-19 has really changed the way we do things, working from home a bit more. What's your take here on how this might impact the stocks we are looking at in terms of public transport, SATS, and maybe ComfortDelGro?
Yep. So the government is going big on car light as well. So like you mentioned, right, the pandemic has really shown that actually people can work from home and the world still goes on, right? So so public transport wise, Minister Heng said that Singapore is going to invest more into the rail network, so that more people can benefit from taking MRT and stuff like that. So some of the beneficiaries would be, I think, ComfortDelGro. So ComfortDelGro also owns Vicom, the company that I mentioned earlier, and SBS Transit. So SBS Transit is Singapore's bus and rail network operator. So I think that is one beneficiary when rail lines are expanded.
Returning to Sudan P, he's the content strategist, investment lead at Sidley. And Sudan, looking at the theme of sustainability, Singapore will be issuing green bonds, and already there are $19 billion of public sector green projects that have already been identified. What is the takeaway here? I know the banks are going to benefit here. Are there any other companies that you're looking out for that could also see some benefit from this movement?
I think, other than the banks, I think our Singapore Stock Exchange, Singapore Exchange, I think could be a beneficiary as well. SGX, everybody will know that it's Singapore's only stock market operator, but not only does it facilitate trading of stocks, it also facilitates trading of bonds, derivatives, and so on. So one of the classes of bonds that it helps to facilitate trading of is the green bonds as well. So it already has green bond trading facilities. But I think when this green, when Singapore positions itself as a green finance hub, all this comes together as an ecosystem and positions Singapore better in terms of in the green finance industry. So I think it's, as a whole, the finance industry will benefit.
Yeah, so SGX could benefit from Singapore emerging stronger as a finance hub. And just to wrap things up with what households will be getting, Minister Heng Swee Keat announced a $900 million household support package for Singaporeans. So there will be a couple of goodies for various pockets of the population. What is the takeaway here for what might happen in the stock markets in terms of reaction?
Yep. So households will get some money from this budget. So one of the announcements was the GST vouchers and also the CDC vouchers. So every household will get $100. I think the details are not announced, but what people can use the $100 for is the heartland shops and hawker centres. So I think one or two beneficiaries of this could be the listed hawker centres in Singapore, for example, Kofu Group and Kim Lee. But as more details emerge, we'll know which are the exact beneficiaries for this particular announcement.
That's right. We'll wait out for more details coming through in the next week. We've been chatting with Sudan P. He's the content strategist investment lead at Sidley. Sudan, thank you so much for your time and helping us to break down what might be the winners and losers following the budget announcement yesterday.
Thank you, Ring. Thank you for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.